This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin are engaged in conversations, call them negotiations, on any number of topics, as AP's Sagar Makhani has this report.
Hard business. The White House says rather than pushing for a wholesale reset like his recent predecessors, President Biden will instead look for small areas of potential cooperation. He'll urge Vladimir Putin to end election interference and cyber attacks, among other things. Putin's aim is to give the new administration his red lines to protect Moscow's interests.
Both sides have said that they hope their talks in a stately lakeside Geneva villa can lead to more stable and predictable relations. But officials and media alike have been warning, do not get your hopes up for any breakthroughs. A point not necessarily registering with Beatrice Finn, executive director of International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. She is also in Geneva.
Have moderate expectations on success of the meeting itself, but hopefully this will set up a process where they can hand over to diplomats to actually start negotiating reductions of nuclear weapons. The U.S. and Russia committed to this in 2010 to follow up the New START with new reduction and new agreements, and this is the moment where we need to implement that.
One possible outcome of the summit is the reversal of the recall of each country's ambassador, U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan and Russian Ambassador Anatoly Antonov returned home earlier this year amid worsening U.S.-Russia relations. Both are in Geneva, however, and will participate in the P+5 part of the summit. For more on the summit, visit our website at voanews.com.